You know, the first few times I tried to be dominant, it was an utter failure. I mean, I kept trying to figure out what my sub wanted. Did he want to be touched here? Did he want to be touched like this? Did he want me to fuck his ass? Did he want me to slap him? Did he want me to spit on him? Did he want me this? Did he want me that? It was stressful. I didn't really enjoy myself. And that's because all I could think about was, what does he want? What does he think a dom is? When the truth of the matter is, what really matters is what I want. Boy, it's taken me a really long time to figure that out, right? That if they're truly a sub, if they're actually submissive, all they really want is for me to feel the joy in possessing them, in having them follow my every command. And that is what brings me pleasure. That power. Of really thinking about, what is it? What can I do? What can I say? What can I make them feel? For them to know. For my sub to know that he's mine, that he belongs to me, that everything that he does is for me. All those feelings that he has, all those desires, all of those yearnings, even if they're not precisely for me, they are for me. Everything that my sub does is for me, to bring me pleasure, to please me. And sometimes I want to hurt my boy. Sometimes I want to slap or choke. Sometimes I want to rake my nails across his chest or back. Sometimes I want to spank. Sometimes I want to fuck that ass of his. Or have him lay across my knees while I toy with that asshole. Make him call me mommy or miss or whatever I'm feeling at the moment. That's beautiful too, you know? That control. It's taken me a long time to embrace my sadistic nature. I like to make men hurt. It's a part of who I am. Grabbing a man's balls and squeezing or tugging, slapping his half-hard cock or his face or twisting the nipples or impact play. You know what that is? When you take a leather flog and you beat someone else. I never would have imagined that the act of hitting, of bringing down that heavy leather flog with all of its tendrils smacking and thudding across the back, leaving those beautiful red welts, that sharp intake of breath. I mean, learning to accept the fact that someone else's pain, their discomfort, sometimes even their fear, could make me wet, make my cunt drip in anticipation. I mean, if I ever get any more wet than I do when I beat a man, I can't imagine what that would be. It's beautiful. And I've come to accept this part of myself. This is who I am. I am a dom. I want to control. To tease. To toy with. To hurt. It's really all that I need.